Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Cheryl Wessels.
Good morning, LaVon.
Cheryl, you came to visit with us before the end of 2013, and things have just been happening so fast. We wanted an update about your project, and maybe you need to just give a little basic about what the project is, and then we'll talk about what's happening.
The project is Little Dresses for Africa, and it's a nonprofit Christian organization whose mission is to provide relief to children in Central Africa. And what we're doing, we're making little dresses here to be sent with mission teams so they can distribute them to orphanages, children's homes, villages, schools. And our goal is to send a finished project product so the little girls are dressed and they all have a big smile and feel worthy.
I can't, you know, how do you feel when you get something new that you really like? And so this has to be so exciting for them to get a new dress to put on. Now, there's lots of ways to get this, well, maybe not lots of ways, but a number of ways to get this done. And of course, pillowcases is the basis. But so let's talk about the materials at this point before we talk about how you're getting it done.
Okay. The materials, we want 100% cotton material, because they're laundered in a crick. And so any material that's 100% cotton that's at least 23 inches long, because that would be like a fit a toddler, and we want it 42 inches wide. So that's just a little bit more than a half a yard. And any type, something figured, you know, again, 100% cotton. And so we're making out of pillowcases and fabric now.
Because you've run out of pillowcases.
Absolutely.
So people, if you have those pillowcases, you know, every once in a while I hear somebody say, you know, I still have sheets and pillowcases and towels from when I got married. Maybe this would be a good opportunity to get them out and put them to use.
And we're even using sheets.
Okay, that's good to know.
Because they're also bordered.
Sure.
And so we've been cutting, you know, and again, not the 100% cotton. But so any piece of fabric, and we're even using scraps, because scraps can make pockets or borders, or and we're making all size pockets that we're putting on these dresses. So we can use just about anything.
Okay, as long as it's that 100%
cotton.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so that does limit it somewhat, because some of us have other kind of rayon,
right,
and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know. So you have to kind of think about that. But kind of go through your things, pillowcases or fabric, or there's some other things you need.
Rickrack, trim, lace. We cannot use buttons or zippers.
Okay.
But thread and elastic. Elastic is something that we purchase,
okay,
because elastic's not given,
right?
We definitely have.
And where does the elastic go?
The elastic goes in the neckline from sleeve to sleeve. It gathers the pillowcase from armhole to armhole,
okay,
front and back.
So again, looking through, and I'm just thinking, and I haven't done this, I'm thinking I probably have some rickrack that I'll never use, and you know, maybe who knows what else. We just need to kind of, especially the people who do sewing, a lot of us have a lot of stuff, and we could just
rickrack, braid, any trim that we can decorate, even a pocket or mm-hmm. the border at the bottom.
Okay, good to know. Now, what are you doing with those? How are you getting them put together? How are we getting the dresses made?
Well, I've contacted the activity directors at all the care centers, and they've let me come in, and together we've worked, and so we're an activity at each center twice a month. And so the three in Atlantic and then Caring Acres in Anita. And so we come out and we have men working and women, and some of their family members have joined them.
Oh, fun.
And help us.
Yeah.
So we kind of work from kind of like a little sweatshop. We just kind of run it down an assembly line. And there's a job for everyone.
Okay, so you don't have to know how to sew.
Oh no, we don't sew. We're not sewing at the centers, really.
Okay,
the residents aren't.
Okay.
Some people are coming in and sewing. They're pinning, measuring, cutting, putting, assembling little kits. Because I have several individuals that's, you know, I want to do this at home. So we do the pillowcase and the trim and the pocket and send them with them, and then they bring it back to us and in the finished product.
Okay. So that's something else you can do, is volunteer.
Absolutely.
Yes, either to come with you to the homes, because I'm sure you could use some more help there, or, as you say, take them home and do them at home. And I don't know, have you had any other, like, groups, organizations who say, our group would like to do some of these?
We have, I'm finding working people, but they would like to take up the collections.
Okay.
They'd like to, gather the supplies, or they can work on their own.
I mean,
they just don't have time for a little workshop.
Right.
But they can still help in many ways.
Okay.
And some of them had asked for patterns. I've sent patterns with snowbirds, and they said they'll see me in the spring. And I've had other requests that they just want to work at their home, and then they'll call me when they're finished.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just keep smiling, Cheryl.
This is so much fun. And it's such a well worth project.
Mm-hmm.
And, every dress, every pillowcase, you visual some little girl with a smile on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, and I'm not kidding, a lot of fun.
And I'm thinking you get a lot of smiles at Allen House, Heritage House, Carrie, the people who are helping you, I'm guessing are smiling also.
The first day we went, that I had this great plan that, boy, we're going to really work this out. Well, the first day, 3 hours later, we had a lot of discussion, a lot of talk about Aunt Mabel's great lace and a lot, and finished two pillowcases. And they wanted to keep them for the show and tell at dinner. And at the end of the day, they all wanted to come back. When are you coming back? When can we do it again? And it was a great afternoon for them and one for me, too.
Mm-hmm. So now they're into production and just enjoying it.
And,
folks there often don't have the opportunity to do things for other people. We're doing things for them, but they don't have the opportunity to give back. And so now you've provided that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So great working together, win-win kind of situation. Okay, we've talked about the kinds of things that you need, and we can also, you also can use volunteers. If we have those things, what do we need to do?
You can leave them off at any of the care centers or any of the churches. I've contacted most of the churches, and they understand the project. Or they could call myself, or Lynn Crozier has been helping me since Christmas. She's recently retired, and so she's been going with, and we're working together on this.
Okay, great. And you'll find both of those names in the NIDA phone book, right?
Absolutely.
Cheryl Wessels and Lynn Crozier. And, they need to let you know. But it's really great that you've got all these drop-off sites.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe somebody goes to church on Sunday morning, and they can leave a bag or a box that's marked.
Absolutely.
Little African dresses or pillowcase
Absolutely.
Dresses, or is just something to...
Or if you're in NIDA, that the NIDA Tribune is taking up the collection also.
Okay. Well, for some people it may be sort of hard to visualize what these look like, but you've talked about using the rickrack and all those sorts of things. I mean, these are all very creative dresses, but there's one case when they may look more alike. I want you to tell me that story.
The other day in fact, I'll tell you where I was at. I was at the Heritage House, and they had a large bolt of lace. And I mean a large bolt. It was 60 inches wide, and the color was peach. Well, I have a lot of white pillowcases, and they don't recommend white because they're laundered in a crick. And they'll just be soiled. They just would come back grimy.
Pretty gray.
So I have all this peach, and I have a place for that. So we're making overlays over the white pillowcases. And like I said, I have a lot. I could dress a village. And so we're making them all sizes, and we're going to send them all to Rachel O'Neill in Michigan, where we sent the center, where she distributes them. We're going to send all these together. So if there's an orphanage or a school, they can all be dressed alike.
Yeah. I'm just trying to imagine what these little girls would think when they open that box and they all get a dress that has this peach lace. They're all going to be pretty and dressed up, and I mean, it has to be great fun. Now, that's one way you get these dresses to Africa, but I think you've also talked about there's another way that you may get them through some mission groups.
Can I name him?
Yeah.
I was visiting with Rich Perry the other day, and he does a mission group to Haiti, and he's going to be going again this summer. So he asked if one of other groups, or we'd like to send dresses, and we definitely would. And this way, we can send we can see the finished product. The homes, and I intend that each home make dresses that we can send. So each one can see, I worked on this from start to finish, and here it is on a little girl. Yeah. And Rich seems to think that we can, that because he can do it, he can match dress with personality.
Wow.
So we want photos, and we hope by the end of summer when Rich returns that we can show everyone what we've done.
Oh, that just personalize it so much. And like I say, I just know that all those little girls are going to be so happy, something new. So, again, if people have fabric, pillowcases, trim, or want to volunteer their time, they just need to, I guess, tell their church or contact you. Do you want to give your phone number?
I'm at 762-3380.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl Wessels, for bringing us up to date and for all this good work you're doing.
And thanks for all your help.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is a butterfly which, when pursued, is always just beyond your grasp, but which, if you sit quietly, may light upon you.